Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, wow. Welcome to Bill's Buff and Tough Weight Room. And to all of you here and our friends around the globe, come on in. We're all gathered for the 566th time and the formal weigh-in of the Strong as an Ox competition. Okay. Special clean and jerk edition of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. This is the place where the music really shines and the chatter's mighty fine. We got Kevin on Vince Brad.
Mighty fine.
Yeah, Tori's on the treadmill.
That's me.
Mike and Mark are warming up. Joe's on the banjo with his bike. And William, he's working those abs over there on this international.
It's a clean jerk.
Stand up and cheer day. Life will be premier if you stand up tall and cheer.
And trapped underneath the weight bench is our leader, the recent winner of the prestigious Solid as a Rock Award.
He is Bill. I'm buff, I'm tough, and that's enough, Gaither.
And all of my guests today are all in great musical shape. Reggie and Lady Love, Signature Sound, Brian Free, and Assurance.
The vocal band, the Martins, the Browns, William. It's going to be a shape-up kind of day.
Bill, let's get it started.
Pump you
up. Hans
and Here's Mike Bowling and the entire Homecoming gang doing stand up, but you may be seated while we sing.
Had they ever had a sad day, nothing was going just right. Then you give it all to Jesus, lay it down and leave it. Soon you'll find an answer inside. Stand up if you love Jesus. Stand up. Ever had a burden, trouble, pain, and hurt, loaded down with too much to bear? You thought you couldn't make it, then you let him take it. Soon you'll find your load disappear. Stand up
if you love Jesus.
Stand up,
identify.
Stand up,
tell us all about it.
Stand up and testify. A he-man, thought I knew it all, man. Thought I knew just what to do. I thought I was a hero, but I wound up a zero. But Jesus said, you ain't through. Stand up,
if you love Jesus.
Stand up,
identify.
Stand up,
tell us all about it.
Stand up and testify. A he-man, thought I knew it all, man. Thought I knew just what to do. I thought I was a hero, but I wound up a zero. But Jesus said he went through. Stand up
if you love Jesus.
Stand up.
And my public service announcement today is it's International Relaxation.
Oh, good.
So kick back, relax, and love life, especially today.
Yeah.
Here's Brian Free and Assurance, a little bit of me and you.
We all know what David did with just a sling and a stone. It goes to show that what we do, we never do it alone. He hit him right between the eyes and watched Goliath hit the ground. David must have realized it was God who brought him down.
Anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what he does, you can call miraculous. A little bit of faith in him will
multitude, they came to hear the words that Jesus would say. They brought no food, but they were fed before the end of the day. A boy with just some fish and bread was everything that God would need. He blessed and broke and multiplied so that everyone could see.
Anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what He does, you can call miraculous. A little bit of faith in Him will prove that whatever we go through, it's gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you. Well, it may not seem like much, but when you give it to the Lord, He can take and multiply and turn a little into so much more. There's a lot more God than me and you. What we bring and what He does, you can call miraculous.
Oh, a little bit of faith in Him will prove that whatever we go through, it's gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you. It's gonna take a whole lot of God and a little bit of me and you.
Anything good that we might do is a lot more God than me and you. Anything good that we might do is a lot more,
a little bit of me and you.
Oh, yes. Oh, everyone's excited. Mark, you awake?
I'm awake.
All right, baby.
It is time.
A very unique award this week from the TV Joke Writers Association.
Yeah.
Meeting for a lunch of lobster and lentils at Larry's Laugh Locker in Largo.
Larry!
They gave us their smokescreen award, saying we deserve this award because behind all the smoke, our words are a joke.
Well,
I don't buy that for 1 second.
What?
So here is the word of the day, palestral.
Palestral
is the word of the day.
Yeah. Somebody has taped my bell.
Somebody's excited.
Palestral. Well, Paul Lestral and his family, the Singing Lestrals from Missouri, host the annual Merrimack Cavern Singing, where it is 62 degrees year-round in the cave.
Kevin, sorry. I'm sorry. I'm here very often, but I got to interrupt. You're talking about the Lesters.
Yeah.
The word is palestral. It has nothing to do with the Lesters.
Did I mention that it's International Relaxation Day?
You set me up.
We'll see you next week, folks. Goodbye, everybody. So sorry.
Meanwhile, back at Palestral.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's it?
That's it.
That's as good as I'm getting.
Hey, look, how many punchlines you want?
Okay, well, would you like to know the real meaning of it?
Yeah. Sure,
I can tell by your face that's a yes. Mm. All right, what it means is to wrestle, as in making a major college palestral team is very tough. And singing in the Merrimack Caverns as well.
Wrestling.
Ah.
That's all you got?
So that's close, it. And yet...
The creativity wanes.
I kind of like the Lestrals.
I kind of do, too.
Only time I was involved, and it bombs.
I laughed.
Here's Reggie and Lady Love. I have decided. You know what? They have a way of taking these old songs that we've heard many, many, many times and doing them a very, very special way. Reggie and Lady Love.
I have decided I'm going to live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm going to live what I believe. I have decided just a fable. I just can't, 'cause I'm not able. I'm gonna leave it to the Lord. There's a wealth of things that I profess, I said that I believe, but deep inside I never changed. I guess I'd been deceived, 'cause a voice inside kept telling me that I'd change by and by. But the Spirit made it clear to me that kind of life's a lie. I have decided I'm gonna live like a believer. Turn my back on the deceiver. I'm gonna live what I believe. I have decided that being good is just a fable. I just can't, 'cause I'm not able. I'm gonna leave it to the Lord. So forget the game of being good and your self-righteous pain, 'cause the only good inside your heart is the good that Jesus brings. And when the world begins to see a change, don't expect them to applaud. Just keep your eyes on Him and tell yourself, I've become
There's a special needs boy in my tennis class. When it was his turn to serve, the entire class stood and cheered for him by name, and they let him score some points. Their kindness, that gives me hope.
You know, and it's fun to watch kids who are challenged, and when they do achieve, everybody's in to support them. And you are right. The whole world ought to be like that on every day. We ought to be cheering.
That's true.
From the Potter's House in Dallas, Jesus, Texas.
You're the center of my joy. All that's good and perfect comes from you. You're the heart of my contentment, your hope for all I do. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. When I've lost my direction, you're the compass for my way. You're the fire and light when nights are long and cold. In sadness, you are the laughter that shadows all of my tears. When I'm all alone, your hand is there to hold. Oh,
Jesus,
you're the center.
Yeah.
Eurovision. A great Bep Ellis classic.
The clouds have passed away. I see the light of day. The sun is shining through, dispelling gloom with hallelujahs. I know that this is real, for in my heart I feel that my Savior heard my earnest prayer. I know He heard my prayer. He knows my every care. He gives to me the blessed victory.
To take away my victory, I can point him to the time when heaven's light did shine. I can say he heard my earnest prayer.
I know he heard my prayer. He knows my every. Gives to me the blood.
We get gracious notes every day at homecomingradio.com from our faithful listeners. Notes like this one.
I love the humor, great songs, and wonderful music you are using to spread God's truth throughout the world. Bless you all. We love you. And that's from Patricia.
This is an amazing note from Becca. She says, "You're awesome with all of the horrible things going on in the world. I love the hope Homecoming Radio brings. I'm a friend and fan in Nairobi, Kenya. Keep it up, because Kenya loves what you do."
And hi from Australia. Love the program. I listen all the time. You've introduced me to a lot of good and new music, and I love it. Thanks for such an uplifting show. Danny, mate.
I recently transferred to another company. I leave my home and family on Saturday night for a week. You people are my best friend as I ride away from home. It seems your songs and words are always just right for my heart. Thanks, Doug. Well, Doug, we appreciate that, and that's one way we can stay in touch. Mm-hmm. It's one thing for us to do these programs, but when we hear from you, it makes it very, very special. Gloria and I wrote this song about 45 years ago when we had our little baby boy. And now that little baby is
Benji. 45 years old.
45 years.
Yeah. The way that new math works. Yeah. Yeah.
He now has a little baby of his own, and he knows how we felt when we held him in our arms. The hope to think that this kid can make it because Christ
how
lives.
Sweet to listen to the song. Our newborn baby, and feel the pride and the joy that he gives. Oh, but greater still, the calm assurance we can face uncertain days because he
give you something to cheer about, and I hope that we have done just that. Phil?
If you cyber surf, fly by homecomingradio.com, where you can
hear more of us online, get the latest on the Gaither videos, and you can check out the concert dates for the future.
And check us out on Facebook and Twitter, too. Leave us a note at homecomingradio.com.
Guys, we've got 21 stations in the state of Washington that air Homecoming Radio, and we salute some of them, like KACS, KACW, KBKW, KCIS, and KMBI. To you, we say,
salute! Bill!
Hey!
Gloria just called and said she's going to grill out tonight, but she wants you to do the cooking. She's got 15 to 20 neighbors coming.
Not those neighbors again.
Oh, yeah.
But a great day. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. HomecomingRadio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation. And there's more where this came from, including all new shows at HomecomingRadio.com.